Eile told the Yitzchok ben Avrom. Avrom holy the Yitzchok. Eile told the Yitzchok ben Avrom. Avrom holy the Yitzchok. So Rashi brings down some of the pasuk. These are the kids of Yitzchok ben Avrom. Avrom was holy the Yitzchok. It's not the way you talk. It's not the way you write. Rashi brings down. לאחר שקור הקדוש ברוך הוא שמו יבוא, לפי שהיו לצוני הדור אומרים, מאבי מלך נישאה ברוסור, הרי, she was married to Avram almost 90 years and she never had kids. And one time she was taken for one night by אבי מלך and she has kids. שהיו לצוני הדור אומרים, מאבי מלך נישאה ברוסור. מה עושה הקדוש ברוך הוא? צר קלסטרופונוב של יצחוק דוימה לאברום. והעידו הכל, אברום הוילי דס יצחוק. וזה שכוסוף כאן יצחוק בן אברום, עדוס שאברום הוילי דס יצחוק. אלה תודס יצחוק בן אברום, יצחוק לוק לק אברום, אברום הוילי דס יצחוק. So it's a beautiful shot in the Mefarshim. The Letzone Ador complained that Mavimelech Nisabrosor. Listen, they were married so long, nothing happened. Mavimelech Nisabrosor. Kosh Baruch Hu made a miracle, Yitzchak looked exactly like Avram. There's a Lomdash Akasha, we'll see if they'll say it or not. There's a very Lomdash Ashaya, but before the Lomdash Ashaya. So this story happened in Parshas Chayesor. Yeah? Saw had a baby and all the Litzonim were making jokes. Yeah, but Avimelech Nisabrosor, it was a matzav. This Kol says, well, the whole matzav, they were making jokes. We'll explain in a second. But Arishay, Litzonim, don't speak Rishoyim. Yeah, it was no Shaykh to Rishoyim. This was a maisif in Litzonim. This was like a big joke. No Shaykh is to Rishis. Litzonim Ador. What does Nugat to Pashas told us? And Pashas Chayesor had to be Yitzchak ben Avrom. Why the Litzonim takes place to learn it in Pashas told us? Zogin Meforshim, the Litzonim made that comment, Avimelech Nisabrosor. No one even listened to the joke. Oh, the quiet joke, you know, didn't take. Maybe in the newspaper, in the back page, the last little article, nothing. Couple years later, 60 years later, Yitzchok has twins, and one of them becomes such a Rosha. And everyone is asking a question. Soro imeinu, Avrom avinu. They have a kid that is called Yitzchok. I understand Ishmael came out from Hagol. Aber atayre tate, mit atayre mame. Yitzchok kol kulei aesroik. How Yitzchok has such a baby? How Esav? Esav was, the whole world was crazy. Esav was killing, murdering, all over the place. A guy pulled out the old newspaper and said, you remember? I'm telling you now, Saul was never Misaba from Avram. This is an Einikul for Avimelech. This is not Avram's kid. Here is Esav. And our parsha, the Litzonis, took place. When Yitzchak was born, the Litzonim said it. No one could believe the Litzonim. But Eile told this Yitzchak Yankev Esav. How it comes out from Avram, Yitzchak Avinu as Esav. The Teretz says Yitzchak also has a Rosha. His father is Avimelech. He's Bichlal Nishim in kosher marriage. So the Litzon is kicked in. Lefichoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzar Klarpas Klastroponim Shel Yitzchok. Some want to say that it happened now even. Some want to say that it happened right away. Some wanted to say when he was 60 years old, Pitom, he turned to look like Avram. Because here I'll tell you, it's a Lomdish Shaila. This is a Yulchap or a Yonatchap. If you're a Lomdish, Yulchap. It's a Kasha that was Bochen Ponovich Mamish, the whole Eilom hacking this Kasha. It says that Roif Achim Doimim, Roif Bonim Doimim Leachim, right? Moshe, if you have a nephew, he will look like you. Roif bonim doimim la'achayim. right? If you, your sister will have a boy, he will look like you. Roiv banim doimim le'acha yo'em. So Yitzchak could look like Avraham, and could look also like the brothers of his mother. His mother was Sarah. So Yitzchak looked like the brothers of his Sarah, right? Yitzchak looked like the brothers of Sarah. Rav banim doimim le'acha yo'em. Who is the brother of Sarah? Sure, you know who's the brother of Sarah? Lot. Now Rashi says that Avram told Lot, leave. Ki ashim achim anachnu. We look like each other, and people will get mixed up, and they think that I'm stealing. So Lot looked exactly like Avram, right? Zeh shteit in Rashi. That Lot and Avram look the same. Till Avram says, when you roim steal, they come to yell on me, they yell on you. Please, you know, we can't be together. We look anoshim achim anachnu. Zeh Rashi doimim beklaster poni. So now the question, fregin de lomdi v'ponovich, if Lot and Avram look the same, so even if Sarah will be misaber from Avimelech, her kid could look like Avram, because Avram looks like Lot. So what is the proof that he looks like Avram, that he's born from Avram? He was born from Avimelech and Sarah, but the kid looks like the brother of the mother. This is the Lomdim's kashya. And some wanted mechadish mikayach that rov bonim doimim. Not that they look like them, they only get the midas. All different tirutzim. But if we will say that the change of the cluster ponim happened in Parshas Toldos, when the letzon is kicked in, so then Yitzchak was walking in the street. Pitom he turned to become like Avraham. Now everyone knew this. Anes galui avade miso. Avade calls up a derech drush. The Biskra would say, what is Shari Letzone Ador Oimri Me'avimelech Nisabro Soro? Soro is 90 years old. We see when Avraham Avinu had kids, by the way, he had Ishmael 13 years before. So Avraham is not so hard for him to have kids when he's older. The one is problematic in the marriage is Soro, right? Even Soro told Avraham, marry someone else. Chazal says she was an islandist, yeah? Achri baloisi hosel yetna. She couldn't have kids. Avram married someone else. Avram carries on marrying lady, Bnei Keturo, Masha, all these people, yeah, from all the nations, the Chinese. Everyone is coming out from that, from these marriages. Avram has kids all over the place. The one that doesn't have kids is Sarah. So the Litzoni, Avimelech Nisabu Sarah. So what is the Litzoni? But the mice is a mess, that Sarah had a baby. The krech of the letzonim is, so he says to Zachar, first, when a person makes a letzonis out of something good, it doesn't make a difference that it doesn't make sense. Abi, he made letzonis. Ah, it doesn't make sense. He already killed the moifus. The Biskarov said, the derech of the reshoim is, they try to make letzonis to say that the miracles did not happen dafka to the good people. What everyone said, you see, Avraham and Saul, such good people, in the end Hashem took care of them. No good people don't take care of them. Hashem made a mess. Nisim happened in statistic, one of a thousand has a baby over 90, yeah? Instead of saying it's a mess, look, it's not. Everyone died for them, look, they had a baby. In China also, some people have a baby very late, yeah? Maybe Hashem made a mess there also. But this is the crash of the late Sunday. Well, having to have all these miracles. The guy that, you know, they got stabbed last week, Baruch Hashem, was the guy that Baruch Hashem got stabbed. They almost died. And he's so happy that he got stabbed because they took him to the hospital. Tel Tzion, exactly a week ago. And they had to save him. He was almost dead. They opened his stomach and they found on the I don't know how you call it. The testicle, something like that. They found there Mamish, a terrible Yenamachle. Mamish, full of cancer. If he would come a week later, it would be over. It would be inside. Even like this, they had to take off a part of his liver. But he never knew that he's sick. So Hashem sent an arrow to cut it, to put a knife exactly, like mamash, like an arrow. The doctors know exactly where to go. They took it out, and they came out. So he made a surah sadoya that he got stabbed. Right? It's a mess. What are people that don't want it? It happens, yeah. I can tell you those five stories that happened in the Vietnam War. Also, they got shooting a bullet, and the American soldier also found it. Boom. This is the krech of the Litzonim. When they hear Moifas, the Leitzanim, they minimize it. We want to believe that Hashem helps people. Hashem helps the Yidden. This is what we want to believe in. The Leitzanim came and said, that'd be a miracle, so I mean, maybe Melech. So to take away that the Moifas is because Avraham Avinu is listening to Hashem. Zog the next pasuk. This is a word, I heard it from Avigdor Nevinsal, the Rav of the Old City. It's such an emes word, it's one of the nicest words in Malatera that I heard in my life. Look in the pasuk Chof. Vayi Yitzchok ben Arboim Shono, Bekichtoi, es Rivko bas Besuel, Rivko, the daughter of Besuel Arami, Achois Lovon, the sister of Lovon Arami, Loi Leisho. So it looks like he married Rivka, that was a daughter of the Rasha, and also she was the sister of the Rasha. It's a nice pasuk, a little bit long. Listen carefully. Vehi ben arboim shono bekachtoi es Rivka bas besur la Arami mipadan Arom achoy slova no Arami loy leisho. Rashi is busy explaining that it says the father is a Rasha, sister is a Rasha, back and forth. All of us know the story when Eliezer Eved Avraham came and, you know, he put the rings and everything, and then he wanted her to take her. They gave him to eat, they gave special soup, and they put poison in the soup. And they told him to eat. He said, no, I have to. Came the malach, switched the soup. I think all of you learned that medrash. Maybe some people say it's the chicken, but either way, they switched it, and then he ate, Besuel got that soup, he ate the soup, and he started to cough, and he died. Right? And we see later in the Pesukim, the last parsha, when they say goodbye to her, it's only her mother and her brother. Besuel disappears. So give Avigdor Nevinsal. V'yitzchok ben arboim shono bekachtoi, kicha kicha mizne'efrin es kiddushi. When they made the kiddushin, when he put the money, was bas besuel. Achois Lovon loy leisho, and the nesuim she was only the sister of Lovon, was no more bas besuel. So bekachtoi es Rivko bas besuel. This was the ma'ase kiddushin, aber achois Lovon loy leisho, and the ma'ase and nesuim already was only Lovon and the sister and the mother. ויתר יצחק להשם לנוכח אשתי כי הקורו היא. ויסר לו השם ותער רבקה אשתו. This Rashi הירבו והפציר בתפילה. So I want to speak a bit about this Rashi. Two voltim. You can't say both, but one of them for sure you could say. הירבו והפציר בתפילה. זה דרשי. ויעשר לוי נשרצה ונספייס ונספת אלוי הירבו והפציר ויעשר לוי נשרצה נספייס ממש פרנגי בשמחה עם זונר so hard to say yes to יצחק he begged and Hashem ממש נספייס נספת he managed to convince בו הילם to give him a kid ממש unless Well, it was so hard to convince Bei Reilam to give him a kid. Talking about Sif Chaim Zonnenfeld, the Rav of Yerushalayim. Rashi says later that Vayovar Yisov min Asode, he was 13 years old, he went off the Derech, and Avram dies in that day, right? And Yaakov is making the Nezid Adoshim, the Menuchim Avelim for his father Yaakov. Why Avram dies? Zogt Rashi, later in the parasha, Avraham had really 5 more years to live. But Hashem didn't want him to suffer that to see that his grandson went off the derech. So if Hashem would not accept Yitzchak's davening and he would wait 5 more years, what would happen? Avraham would live another 5 years. Yitzchak couldn't wait. He needs a baby. You know? Married already 40 years and there's no kids. 10 years, I'm sorry. 10 years and there's no kids. You need a baby. So Hashem was nisratze v'nispayes loy, aber es an de cheshven of killing Avraham. Zogim Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. Listen carefully. Vayesar loy Hashem. Gematria chomesh shonim. Vayesar loy Hashem chomesh shonim. Nisratze v'nispayes. So, Val, he davened. So, Vayesar loy Hashem, and it took 5 years from Avraham. But I want to say a little bit more. Without this vote, this is a shame of vote to say over in Shabbos. Vayesar loy Hashem, it's Perek Chofei, Posek Chof Aleph. Avraham Avinu was promised ki beYitzchok yikor lechozer. Yitzchok is promised that he's the one that will have the Jewish nation. Everyone has to come out from Yitzchok. He doesn't have kids. If I would be Yitzchok, what I would do? Carry on learning. Hashem promised now I will have kids. No, it's not promised. It's all big Hashem. Avraham Avinu was told, I will be the son and I will have the kids. He's davening, he's begging. A lot of people, Mashamayim, they said that he will be the Gotel Ador. He will know Shas. He will know Poiskim. How much times you cried in Ava Rabba? How much times you begged? The same Belibeinu lo avi lask lishmo yalil wad elamed lishmo velasois ulekayim. No, not if Hashem wants. I want to learn. He knows I want to learn. Yeah, I don't have to ask him. He knows I'm trying. You begged once. Your siddur is wet in Vav Rabba. What do you think, Malav Shach? If I'm good, I'm good. When I was a bacher in Ponovich, we had friends. My shir. There's a lot of guys. Majority of a bacher and my shir, they would fast 30 times a week, a year, to have memory to remember Gemoas. Or your age. Not the whole day. Everyone would fast. Would fast. Not fast and stay in the deer, yeah? They would fast the memory of us. Yitzchok is begging for a kid that is promised to him. You know how much Siyata Dishmaya is waiting here to fall on you? Boxes of Yiluishkeit. Boxes of Cheshboinus. Boxes of memories. Hashem, I'm learning. If he wants, he will just give it to me. Yeah, just plug it in. Vayesar, hirbo v'hiftzir betfilo. Hashem, this is the derech. It's promised to you, but you have to beg and ask for it. Who knows how much is promised and is dear for us? Vayisroitzu tzu abonim bekirbo v'toymer imkein lomo zonoich. Vatelech nidroish es Hashem. Chazal tell us, what is the Ritzitza? When she passed near Bismedresh, Yaakov wanted to go out. When she passed in Avodah Zorah, Esav wanted to go out. Im ken lama zeh anochi? So why I need it? Chazal say, she went to ask and they told her she has two. And now that she has two, what makes it better? So the Mefarshim say, when you have a kid that is bad, you could do tshuva. When you have someone that is a fake, it's worse. Skov will say, she thought that she has a fake guy. He goes to Bis Medrash and Manite looks in the movie. That she doesn't want, she prefers not to have kids. She doesn't mind she has a kid off the derech and a kid on the derech. That is a chance. The guy that is parev, he said it was a mamachiv klal Yisrael. Im kein lomo zeh anochi. She doesn't want mix. The Foshim say, why Esav? You know, when we see Adam Gadol, we take our kids, look, Adam Gadol, right? Esav sits in the house of Yitzchok. and doesn't pick up nothing? What's the pshat? Nothing. Can't pick up nothing. The answer is, Esav was a fake. I saw a vote from Zalman Sarotsky, such a beautiful vote. He says, you know, the Teres Teres Eves, right? We know Esav is a Ganav, Ritzayach, Gilei Arayetz. You look in the Parsha, Esav is nothing, such a tzaddik. My father, what you want, I will do for you. He cries, he doesn't get a bracha, so soft. Yeah? Looks like a soft guy, crying for a bracha, does everything for his father. The Torah tells us, Beremez, Vayovoy, Pominasode, Boyisayom, Bol, Ishishish, Roitzeach. Why the Torah's MS doesn't tell us that? We're learning these parshas for us, right? These parshas are to tell us the detail. You don't want to tell, don't tell me that was Esav also. I don't need to know that. I will know the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah is giving us the history of what happened, yeah? Say, he's bad and he's good. Yishmoel, Netzachik. It says, he's bad. The Torah says, Esav didn't look bad. But not only he didn't look bad, he faked himself. He came to his father, how you might sell the salt? You see, I'm the Balkishra. I'm the Ilui. I have the Chumra, yeah? I don't eat the hotels. I'm from, yeah? I don't come to Seder, but I'm Machmer, yeah? I'm all the hack, yeah? I don't learn a word, I speak Lashon Hara the whole day. Let me show you. These people has no chance. The fakers has no chance. They fake themselves. Let's say, they fake themselves. We know what was the biggest riot? What was the mitzvah of Yitzchak? Of Esav? What was the mitzvah of Esav? Kibud Avayim, right? Chazal say, he dressed, you know, he had a special suit. You know, special shirts with animals, with everything he got to have with animals on it. Yeah, they stayed talking and he had animals on his clothes, yeah? The clothes of Nimrod. Yeah? And he came with special gloves to serve his father. This guy, when he gets upset with his brother, he says, when my father will die already, I could kill my son, my brother, yeah? Yikrivu yemei evel avi. Everything is your father. Your brother did it, but your father. You know, you're super kibud avayim. The Torah says he was Fadinyan that he's doing Kibud Avayim. So instead of learning from his father, I'm doing Kibud Avayim. I heard once a Givaldik Izach. It's made very sharp, and I don't mean against no one, just to make it very clear. A lot of times you see Adam Godel, you see he has Talmidim, very Choshev. Then sometimes you see some people near him, yeah? They're running the show, they're not so Choshev. And that's in our generation, I never checked it. I'm speaking stories in the old generations, yeah? You have Talmidim and Mamish very choshev. Then you have some guys, Mamish Askan in there. Mamish, I don't want to say. Yeah? And you see they have their phones and they have all the Zamot Mazach, yeah? But in Golden speaks that every guy that has that phone is Mamish terrible, yeah? Then you come to the house, you see that Gabe, I'm saying, not our generation, but I'm saying our generation, yeah? You see the Gabe has that phone. What is the pshat? You know what is the answer? The Talmid that accepts from his Rebbe is the one that believes my Rebbe is special. The one that thinks, you know, such a nest of the Rebbe that he has a Talmud like me that takes care of him. I get him out of the trouble. I'm the one that runs the Rebbe. He doesn't respect the Rebbe. No, the Rebbe, if someone does something to the Rebbe, he will stab him, yeah? But it's Gomish. He's not Machshir the Rebbe. He takes care of the Rebbe. He sends the emails for the Rebbe. He politically right puts the sign. He makes the line to go quicker. Yeah? Baruch Hashem, you know, they say Alamo, these people say that Chazal say cotton needs Godel Emed Al Gabov. They believe every other Godel needs cotton Emed Al Gabov. These people, you see, they never accepted. They never became better people. I understand in your Kedusha. We believe. I'm not speaking to people that don't believe that Adam God is Adam God. We believe that these Choshev people are really Choshev. How it could be that the guy is 24 hours with him, he's not opening a safer. We come in for 2 minutes. Wow. We go out, yeah, we take the kids. Look. You know, the Gemara says, I saw Reb Meir Me'achoyrev. If I would see Reb Meir Milifonov, I would be the God Lador. And this guy is drained the whole time there. 24 hours, 7. And nothing sticks. Because he thinks he's smarter. He's fake. He's not happy. Esav taught, I'm taking care of my father. Instead of accepting, my father is everything, I'm declaring a mensch, I'll get up. I'm taking care of it. So Esav was kulei shekem. This is what she was scared about. If the kid wants to go to Avodah Zarah, it's not a problem. But if in the other day he tells his mother, I want to run to Beis Medrash, I need to make a siyum, yeah? And then he has to run to Hollywood, yeah? No. That kid has no chance. The Gemara will not be mashpia on him. The guy that is faking, that lives both worlds, Esav looked like a tzaddik. It's not the pshat that the Torah doesn't write the stories. The Torah is writing us the story of Esav. The story of Esav is a kid that looks like he's okay. He looks like he's a good kid. And he's faking it. That person has no chance that he will grow. The pasuk is mamshich. Ve'achar kach yotzo ochiv ve'yodo yechezet ba'akev Esav. Vayikro shmo Yaakov, v'yitzchok ben shishim shono beledes oiso. That's a vote. It's a nice vote. It's a nice vote. It was naim latoyro. It's brought out in the Medrash that the king of Rome asked Rabban Gamliel, "Who will be the king after me?" He told him, "Says in the pasuk, v'achar kach yotzo ochiv v'yodo yechezes ba'akei v'esof." His brother came out and he's holding hand at the Okev of Esav. So the Pashas, he meant to say that, you know, when Rome falls, the Yidden will go up. But as Naim Latoyro says, a gewaldig gewalt. You know, you have sometimes a shul, they have a rav. Very choshev talmid chochem, but no tact. When they get rid of that rav, the next rav will have a lot of tact. Talmid chochem, I'm not sure. After 50 years, that Rav will die. They will get a Rav that is Mamash Talmid Chochem. What? As a klal in life, a person has a Rav, Mamash Talmid Chochem, but he doesn't know how to go with people. People say, we need a Rav that can speak to people. So what they're looking now they need a Rav that speaks to people. Talmid Chochem, yeah! Then they have for 5 years a Rav that speaks to people. And I said, big shilas, they can't ask him. We need a Rav that could pass in shilas, yeah? So the next Rav, he told him, who will be the next Rome, king of Rome? The one that has the chisoron, that is not missing the chisoron that the king has now. You see that every time, even in governments, yeah? You have a prime minister, yeah? He could be the best speaker, yeah? Abba Lama Zag, different things he doesn't have, yeah? So you see the next one that everyone will choose will be very smart, yeah? Could operate, could be very smart, yeah? But to talk, maybe he can. Okay, talk, we know talks is nothing. So the next president that will look, that know that's smart, that he has skills, he could make operations, he's a smart person. Then they will have a king, a government, for 10 years. Yeah, but you know, when he comes, like no one listens to him. The next one that will run the government, if he's a good speaker, he will get in right away. People in life, a person has a chavrusa. Yeah? He's mamish. A very choshev guy, a masmid, but nishkin lamdin. They never get to a good tekashe. Next chavrus, he looks for a lamdin. Comes, doesn't come, but he's a lamdin, yeah? He has this lamdin that doesn't show up. The next thing he was, the first that a chavrusa will show up. Then lamdin, nish lamdin. Every time, the chisoran that you have, you feel that this is what you're missing. A person has to, in life, alamo measure, it doesn't mean that exactly what you're missing. Person buys a house, yeah, but traffic is mamish not the right place. Next house that they bought, the first thing they check is that the traffic, you know, the buses, the trains, is the good thing. Then you know, they lived there for a while, neighbors is terrible. The next thing when they move in, they check is neighbors. Traffic, not traffic, parking, not, oh, but good neighbors. Yeah, the most of the place they died was not a good shul. The first thing they want to live near a place that is a good shul. People, alamol, what they're missing, this becomes the first priority later in life. ויידל הנאורים וייסב בשידי הצייד ויהב איסר כסייסב כצייד בפי ורבקו אהבת ויוזד יעקב נזיד ויוב ייסב מן הסודה והוא אויף ויאמר איסר וליעקב וליתן אינו מן האודם האודם הזה כי אויף הנויכי ויאמר יעקב מחוק היום מספרוס לו לי ויאמר איסר וניינכי לא מוס ולא מולי זה בחוירו ויאמר יעקב ישובה לי כהיום וישובה ואים כה ספרוס לי ליעקב ויעקב נסע לאיסוב לחם ונזיד הדושי ויוכל ויש ויוקם ויילך ויהי וזה איסוב וסבכויו. So בסלבי has a famous vault. איסוב wanted to buy the בחוירו. He said, give me the red red. And יעקב gives him bread and נזיד הדושי. He never asked for bread, Frank the בסלבי. So why is giving him bread? He asked for bread. And look at these brothers, you know, nothing was for free, yeah? He asked for food, you have to pay. So why Yaakov is not charging Epis for the bread? So I think about this, you know, you go to a restaurant, you know, the bread you get for free, you know. You order a meal, the bread comes for free. Yeah, this is the part, the way you serve, you know, you get bread. Also mahalach. Mr. Levy says, is alochen chishin mishpot, what would be if someone achozoi bulmus? It's the kind of thing that you have to eat. If you don't eat, you will die. This is what happened to Esau. And you come over to your friend, give me, I need this pizza. He says, $1 million. And you eat it, you don't have to pay him. Only cost price. Because we say you were oynes, and out of the oynes, you were masking. Yaakov Zogde Besalevi was scared that Esau will claim that the reason he sold it because he was so hungry, so he couldn't hold himself. So why? Because he was so hungry and he couldn't hold himself, he was masking to sell it. But he never really meant to buy it, to sell it. This is what Yaakov was scared. So when Esav came, what he did is, the first thing is, he filled him up with bread. Esav is not hungry anymore. Now you want the Nezid HaDoshim? No problem. Remember, you sold me the B'chayim. But if he would give him the Nezid HaDoshim when Esau was hungry, Esau would say, Achozei Bulmus, safe in Shulchan Aruch, it's not Chal. I was very hungry. I said yes, I didn't mean it. So the Pasuk is Madgish, that he gave him bread. The minute the time of hungry doesn't exist. I want a little bit to skip, maybe we'll have time to go back, and we'll go back to the Mechiras Abchoyro. It's a lot of psukim. I want first to say the vault, and then... We have in the Parsha, the Mechiras Abchoyro. There's a lot in the Abchoyro. I want to say a vault. He said it's the Rachaim HaKodesh, I heard it from my father-in-law. Yaakov goes in, and he gets the brachas. ויגש ואישק לו, ויורח אס ריח בגולו, ויבורכיו, ריח בני כריח הסודה שבירך השם. חזר עושה ריח בגוידוב, he smelled the רשויים of כלל ישראל. The רשויים of כלל ישראל smell like an Eden, the Yiddish שפינטלה, a Yid inside. חזר עושה all different stories about רשויים. By the way, it's בודלן מפורשים, why Yaakov had to get the brochas dressed like Esau? The brachas were the way that the shefa is going down to Klal Yisrael. Lemaaseh was given to Yaakov when he's dressed like Esau. Why Hashem was misaved of it? So the Sforim bring down, I heard it from Levi, the Sforim bring down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, he knew that Klal Yisrael will be generations that outside we will look like Esau. Inside we'll stay good, but our behaving will not be behaving, our clothes will not be the right clothes. Yeah, we would have the goyish clothes on us. Our behaving would not be properly. Chas v'shalom, the Sultan will say, we can't give them the brachas. Hashem said, when they got the brachas, they look the same. When we got the shefa, we look. Hashem wanted that the shefa will be on us forever. So chas v'shalom, when there's a kitrug and a klal Yisrael, we look bad. The shefa was given even when we look bad. Anyway, and he gives him the brachas. Esav comes me asode. Yakum avi. Vayim ala Yitzchok miyado. Ani yichib chorecha Esav. Meifa atzad tzai veochal. Gam baruchiyah. Kishomer Esav es divri aviv. Vayim ala aviv. Bocheini gamoni. Tata, you gave him a brocha. Give me also. He said, I'm sorry, your brother took it. And your Chazal says, he tells him, you know, he stole the b'chayra, and now he stole the brachas. And Yitzchak says, Givaldik, if he stole the b'chayra, so he deserves the brachas. Vayan Yitzchak, what I could do? I made him a gvir. I gave him everything, there's nothing left. Sorry. So again, he asked the bracha, your brother took it. Says, give me a bracha. He says, I gave him. Vayomer Esav ba Aviv, ha-brocho achasi lecho avi. Vayan Yitzchak vayomer, mishman yoretz yeh meshevecho, mital ha-shumayim me'al, al-char b'chotich. What is the master umad? He comes and father, please give me a brocha. I'm sorry, your brother took it. Says, Abba, I need it. I gave him, he's a gvir. Abba, you only have one? You know what, have also. Why Yitzchak has to hold this whole handling to make Esav to cry, and every tear we lost the Mishamigdash for every tear. He came, he asked the bracha. You know, I was once by Chaim Kanievsky. The first guy got a bua, the second guy also got a bua. Everyone gets a bracha. What is the only first guy gets? It's enough for everyone, right? He comes to his father, give me a bracha. Father says, I'm sorry, your brother came. I want the bracha. He's a gvir. What I can do? You only have one? You know what? You could get also. I'm sure all the years it bothers you this question. I don't know. Every year it bothers. I heard this vault in my Shema. It's a beautiful vault. It's a lot of mehalachim, but the main mehalach goes that Esav, Yitzchak knows that Esav is not the tzaddik. He feels the way he wanted it to be. Yaakov will learn and Esav will support Yaakov. Why he wanted it like that is different pshatim in the Mefoshim. Or he felt that the money will disturb Yaakov to learn. Or he felt if Esav will have money and he will support Yaakov, like this he will have Shaychus the Torah. The Velt says that Rivka said, I come from such a house. I know when the money is there, they don't support. But this is what the Velt says. Rivka said, Yitzchak, I was a Russia. I came from that house. They don't give the money to the tzaddik. Don't think if Esav will have it, it will go to Yitzchak. Okay, but anyway, this was the argument. Yitzchak felt he will give Esav something to support Yaakov. So Yaakov is the tzaddik, and Esav will be the supporter. The zvulun. Esav walks in and he says, Ty, I need a bracha. He says, I gave it to Yitzchak. Give me also. He says, he doesn't need you anymore. He doesn't need you. Baruch Hashem is enough Yiddish geld. We know that, yeah? You know, not every time we get it, but we know that it's there. That's enough Yiddish geld. They don't need you. And Ty is like that. We don't need support from the goyim for our yeshivas. It's enough Yiddish geld. Esav says, "Abrocha achasi lecha avi." You think I want the money for supporting Yitzchak? I want the ilam hazeh for ilam hazeh. Habrocha achas. You think it's only one thing? Ich will the ilam hazeh. So Yitzchak, ilam hazeh. Take. It's worth golnish. I can give you a lot of it. That is golnished. I thought you want to be the supporter. You want to have the shefa of Yaakov. Yaakov doesn't need your shefa anymore. He says, I want to eat my chalik instead of my lamaba. I want to enjoy, to have a nice house, to have less lamaba. I want to have another car, one more house, less lamaba. I want to eat a good steak, a little bit less lamaba. That you want, you can take how much you want. Nem, tivetzach gonisht. This was the vikuach. Yitzchak was trying to give oilam hazeh. We're not fighting here oilam hazeh. Was the Shaila the Shefa, the Birkas of Rome, the Shefa for Ruchmias, Durgashmias, how it will go. That what he wanted to give Esav. That Esav will be the Tamchin Dairaise, Esav will be the supporter. And he said, Esav, Yitzchak doesn't need you anymore. And Yaakov doesn't need you anymore. Yaakov could manage it himself. Just maybe to finish with one mezach. Rivka amru al Yaakov no, hinei shavati esavicho medaber eleisev ochicho avil li tzayid v'asel im atamim v'yemer Yaakov el Rivka ima esav ish soira v'anichi ish cholok ula yemoshen yovi v'isi kimistatea b'eil v'atoymer aloiv imoi olaik lelos chobni. So the Targum says, Olai klolos chobni isamar benevuah delo yesun laito. Targum Unkelu says, Rivka told him, I know in a nevuah that your father will not be mekalel you. I know that in a nevuah that your father will not be mekalel you. The Goen says, Olai is Rosh HaTeves, Esav, Lovan, Yosef. She told him, don't worry, you have three things that you will have to suffer. Esav, Lavan, Yosef. Zog the Goel, later in the parsha, when Binyamin disappears, it says, Vayoyma Yaakov, Yosef inenu, Vato Binyamin, Olai hoyu kulono. Zog the Goel, Yaakov told Yehuda, Ola, I had already Esav, Lavan, and Yosef. My mother told me it's not Binyamin. I'm not going to suffer because Binyamin. Where is Binyamin? I got a nevuah from my mother that I'm going only to have Esav, Lavan, and Yosef. We'll stop here.